Okay, let's unpack this. The AI landscape, I mean, it's just exploding, right? And if you're building with AI, you can feel like you're juggling, I don't know, dozens of different tools, fragmented systems. It's a lot.
It really is.
So today we're diving into something called TensorBlock Forge. We saw it on Product Hunt, actually. And it's making a pretty big promise. One API for all AI models.
And what's really interesting here, I think, is how Forge is trying to tackle a really core problem for developers.
Which is?
Well, just the sheer headache of managing all these different model APIs, you know, worrying about rate limits, constantly fighting vendor lock-in. It's messy.
Definitely.
So their goal, their ambition, is to make AI, as they put it, programmable, composable, and open. That's a vision that could seriously change how we build and interact with these models.
Okay, so let's get specific. If you're a developer listening, how exactly does Forge make your life easier? What's it actually doing under the hood?
Right, good question. So essentially, Forge acts as this unified API layer. Think of it like a single doorway connecting you to all the major providers, OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, Mistral, Cohere, all through one interface.
Okay, one interface.
And the promise they make is pretty bold. Just three lines of code to switch between models. Imagine that for like agility and experimentation.
Wow, okay. Three lines.
And on top of that, they're really emphasizing security. They say security is built in, all your API keys. Encrypted at rest, isolated, and apparently never shared across different requests.
That's huge. Managing keys securely is always a concern.
Absolutely. It's a big relief, especially when you're dealing with sensitive credentials in, you know, a distributed setup.
Now, something else caught my eye, this idea of it being built for the agent native stack. What does that mean in practice? How does it help with orchestrating, say, LLM agents or co-pilots without getting stuck in what they call glue code?
The agent stack. That's really important for those more complex AI applications, the ones that need multiple models working together, like agents making decisions or complex co-pilots.
Right.
Forge offers a full stack orchestration for that. It handles the whole flow from the initial request bouncing between models to the final response and that glue code you mentioned. That's all the custom scripting, the tedious stuff developers usually have to write just to get different AI systems to talk to each other smoothly. Forge basically aims to eliminate that need.
So faster development, less hassle.
Exactly. It accelerates things significantly. And another really key part, it's open source.
Okay, open source. What does that actually mean for the user in this context? Why is that important?
Well, their philosophy seems to be that critical AI infrastructure like this should be transparent, it should be extensible, and importantly, owned by the community.
So you can see the code, change it.
Precisely. You could fork it, you can build on top of it, or you could even self-host the entire thing for complete control over your data and infrastructure. It really empowers developers to sort of own their AI stack instead of being locked into proprietary systems.
Makes sense. Now, a really practical question that came up from early users was about performance. How does it handle things like latency and fallbacks, especially if you're mixing, say, your own self-hosted models with remote ones?
Yeah, performance is crucial, isn't it? They use something they call a priority-based routing layer. You can think of it as a smart traffic controller for your AI requests.
Okay.
It has built-in health checks, you know, constantly monitoring the models and specific timeout thresholds. So if your preferred model, maybe your local one, suddenly fails or gets too slow.
It reroutes.
It automatically falls back to the next eligible provider you've configured. The idea is to keep your application running smoothly without the end user even noticing a blip.
That's pretty clever. And reliable, hopefully.
That's the goal. And they're apparently even working on exposing customizable routing policies soon. So you could set rules like, always try my local model first, or maybe use the cheapest option if latency isn't critical for this request. More control.
Got it. And the feedback seems really good so far.
Yeah, the user reviews we saw were glowing. People calling it easy to use, a free alternative. Someone even said a lifesaver.
I praise.
Right. One review really stood out, calling it the answer to the future agentic world, specifically for developers tired of changing different LLM accounts. They loved that it's a cost-free open router alternative and that it supports BYOC.
BYOC, bring your own checkpoint or model.
Exactly. That sounds really empowering.
Oh, it absolutely is. That flexibility is key. It means you're not just stuck with the big public models. If you fine-tuned your own model or have a proprietary one, you can integrate it right into this same unified system. That's a huge plus for unique use cases or protecting your own IP. Right, massive advantage there. Okay, so let's zoom out a bit. What does this all mean for you, the listener, and maybe the broader AI ecosystem. We've seen how Forge wants to simplify access, handle that complex routing, basically take away some of the pain points.
Well, connecting it to the bigger picture, if you simplify access and routing like this with tools like Forge, you could really accelerate AI innovation. Think about it. Developers spend less time wrestling with the plumbing, the infrastructure.
And more time building cool stuff.
Exactly. More time on the creative parts, on building novel applications. So it raises this really interesting question for all of us, I think. How might truly programmable, composable, and open AI infrastructure actually change what's possible for builders, for users? What new frontiers might open up when all this friction in connecting and managing models just disappears?
A fascinating thought to leave people with. Streamlining the foundations could unlock entirely new possibilities.